This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome to the show. But I hear people. Of doing television, your pieces that don't work as the show goes on the air. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. And here's the thing. We got no guests this hour. I left it open for you. So call us. Phone number, new phone number, so make sure you put it in your speed dial. 833-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll be taking your calls throughout the hour. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, relentless conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, proud to be American-made. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the United States, or anywhere else in the world, except the United States, I should say. You don't find a war like this in Guatemala or Mexico or Canada or Australia, only in America, as that great boxing promoter Don King would say, only in America. Rudy Giuliani meeting today, some of the big news of the day, face-to-face with Robert Mueller and negotiating some sort of a presidential sit-down. Donald Trump sitting down with Robert Mueller. I don't want it. Do you want it? I don't want it. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's dangerous. I think it's crazy. I think you submit questions from Mueller, and I think Trump submits the answers back. Only way to do it, in my opinion. Kanye West, some of you don't know who that is, but Kanye West, of course, pop culture, married to Kim Kardashian. He's part of the Kardashian clan. And Kanye West, a big, you know, black singer, rapper, and media superstar, entertainer, etc., etc. And he suddenly is in love with Donald Trump. He thinks Trump's the greatest guy in the whole world. And he thinks that Barack Obama didn't do anything for black America. And I love it because it took Kanye West to say that, then great, then I'm thrilled. He went on a tweet storm showing his support for Trump, and he ripped Obama for doing absolutely nothing to change the violence in Chicago. And the left doesn't like it when you do that. He tweeted Obama, this is Kanye West, Obama was in office for 8 years, and nothing in Chicago changed. And then he tweeted out a picture of himself, Kanye West, with a Make America Great hat on. Isn't that great? And President Trump responded twice to Kanye West on Twitter, further fanning the flames. He said, thank you, Kanye. Very cool. And then he tweeted out, MAGA. So Kanye West doing his part to maybe open the eyes of the black voters in the United States. And then another rapper named Chance the Rapper came out and said, not all black people have to be Democrats. You know, it's not against the law. I don't know if anybody understood that till now, but it's not against the law to be black and a Republican. And so thank you, Chance the Rapper, for revealing that. Judicial Watch, other big news, has new Hillary emails. And they reveal classified documents were put out by Hillary, and the Clinton Foundation pay to play. Everything was tied in with getting speeches for Bill Clinton and getting donations for the Clinton Foundation. I've said this again and again. The Clinton Foundation should be renamed the Clinton Crime Family. It's like organized crime. It's like the Gambinos, the Columbos, the Genoveses. You name the crime family in New York, that's the Clinton Foundation. This thing has to be shut down. Everyone involved in it has to go to prison. And by the way, Rosenstein needs to go to prison. Comey needs to go to prison. Mueller needs to go to prison. McCabe needs to go to prison. Strzok needs to go to prison. Lisa Page needs to go to prison. And I'm going to be the one who ties it together on national TV. They all, in my opinion, I'm going to say my opinion, might have, have taken bribes from the Clinton Foundation. Why would they risk their FBI careers to fix the Clinton scandal and to fix and frame Donald Trump unless the Clintons had paid them and they owed the Clintons and they were on the take and they were on, you know, part of the organization. They were on the list that gets the bribes at some offshore location. Maybe it's in the Cayman Islands Bank. Maybe it's in a Swiss bank account. Maybe it's in a Belize bank account. But it seems to me that these people are dirty. And someone has to start suspecting the fact that they took payoffs. They took bribes. That was the point of the Clinton Foundation. Why is a charitable organization located offshore? Why is it registered offshore? Why is it a bank account offshore? Because remember, when you're a charitable organization, everything's tax-free. You're a nonprofit. Everything's tax-free. So there's no reason to be offshore. There's no reason to hide anything because you're not paying taxes in the first place. So the reason has to be because you're hiding bribery. You're hiding who you're getting the money from, the most vicious governments in the world who murder people. You know how the Clintons feel and the Obamas, they feel so bad for women that are treated badly and black people treated badly and Muslims treated badly. Well, my guess is the Clinton Foundation took money from the worst despots in the world who treat all those people badly. So you take it offshore, number one. And number two, when you need to pay off people to make sure you don't go to prison, you pay them off offshore to an offshore account, from offshore to offshore. So they were paying these people, the FBI. They were bribing them. They were all dirty. Can't you figure that out? That's what this is all about. So you've got Hillary on so many levels. The question is Jeff Sessions dirty? That's the million-dollar question. And just so you know what America could become one day, I haven't gotten into this issue because I've been so busy. You can only cover so many issues on national TV and national radio, right? Prime Minister of Britain issues a friendly reminder to UK parents that the state owns their children, not you. And this is all about Alfie Evans, a two-year-old. The High Court of England is ordering life support removed from a two-year-old. And Prime Minister Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, issued a brief friendly reminder to the citizens of the UK that the all-powerful state owns your children. In a video circulated online, Theresa May informed parents who are getting a little too attached to their children. That's a quote. They need to keep in mind the United Kingdom is the actual legal parent, and the kids are on loan to them until the state decides it's time for them to die. It's the most incredible thing. Yes, we're gracious enough to allow your children to reside with you and for you to make lots of decisions in their day-to-day lives. But when the rubber meets the road, we just want you to remember that the almighty state straight up owns your kids. We'll do with them as we will, she said. We make all the decisions, and you have pretty much zero to say when it comes right down to it. So, obviously, she didn't say those exact words, but I think a conservative website is paraphrasing what it really meant, because I don't believe that Theresa May sits there and tells you, when the rubber hits the road, we own your kids. But the reality is, Britain makes the decision when to disconnect life support. You don't make a decision when to keep your kids alive. And what's the lesson learned? Number one, Big Brother's no good. Number two, the state is all-powerful and wants to control your every move. And number three, Obamacare sucks. Government-run health care sucks. When government's in charge, they're going to make decisions to end your life or the life of your loved ones, including your precious little two-year-old children, because expense matters. And they're going to make these decisions and take them out of your hands. All right. Speaking of foreigners, by the way, Trump travel ban looks poised for victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, that's the thing. The United States Constitution protects every American citizen, and that's great. You know what doesn't protect foreigners? You have no protection at all. If you live in a state, or in this case, a country, that's been banned from traveling into the United States, you have no rights at all. The United States Constitution doesn't protect you. You're not a United States citizen. Your feet aren't on American soil. You are unprotected. Donald Trump, as president of the United States, has every right to make decisions to protect my kids and yours in the name of national security. And if he wants to ban people from certain countries where violence and, most importantly, terrorism runs amok, he has every right to do that. And somehow, liberals and federal judges think that they have a right to make decisions about national security when they know nothing about national security. Only the president knows about national security. So it's great news that we at least have allies, 5-4, allies, unfortunately, but soon it could be 6-3 and then maybe 7-2 by the time Trump leaves office in 2024. But we have a Supreme Court lead, 5-4 in most cases, and the Trump travel ban looks poised for victory. And that's the only place we could ever win anymore. Because on the federal level, all these federal court judges have been installed by the Obamas and the Clintons, and they're all liberal. They're all pathetically rabid and radical left. And so they think in Hawaii they could tell us who could be let in or out of our country. And the reality is we elected President Trump to make decisions like that. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's a new poll out. 6 in 10 Americans back Trump's Islamic screaming policy. 6 in 10. Only 14% of registered voters strongly oppose President Donald Trump's border security reforms, despite the establishment media's depiction of reforms as a Muslim travel ban. In contrast, the policy is supported strongly by twice as many voters, 32%, and is somewhat supported by 24%. The support is likely understated because 14% of respondents declined to answer. And the survey was published just as the Supreme Court met to hear arguments against the policy from pro-migration groups. So the reality is, with all the brainwashing in the media and all the brainwashing in the schools and the universities, and all the government employees arrayed against us, we still win. We still have the hearts and minds of the American people. Donald Trump does. Conservatives do. Republicans do. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back at you, and we'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Right back at you. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129. 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
War now!
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Hopefully sound has been adjusted. We made some changes with our sound for radio, which sounded perfect, versus Newsmax television. We had played with some knobs, and evidently we needed to turn them up, and hopefully you can hear me clear as a bell now. We'll find out. In any case, before I take some calls, I wanted to mention the great exodus from America's blue cities. I predicted all this. I told you. I wrote a commentary. I talked about it on Newsmax TV. I talked about it on USA Radio. I said that people were running away from New York and California and Illinois and liberal states, blue, high-tax states like that, for the last 10 years and the last 20 years. But can you imagine now that the Trump tax plan passed? Can you imagine the exodus from those cities now? And sure enough, the numbers are starting to come out. First of all, New York, LA, and Chicago have become so overregulated, overpriced, mismanaged, so morally bankrupt, so soft on crime, people are leaving in droves. And this was before we took away their deduction for state and local taxes. And so what's the proof? The cost of moving services like U-Haul, it's created through supply and demand. So if you want to move from California to Texas, it's twice as expensive as moving from Texas to California, because nobody wants to move from Texas to California. You want to go from Los Angeles to Dallas, as an example, $2,558 through U-Haul. You want to return it back from Dallas to Los Angeles? Only $1,232, because nobody's going that way. So it's cheap. Texas is the number one state people move trucks to, with states like Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina, Colorado rounding out the top 10. The states people are fleeing: New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and at the top, California. See, people don't get it. People are running for their lives from California, but they're also moving in at the same rate illegally. Illegals are coming in. Good people are going out. It looks like the population's holding about steady or losing a little bit. And in reality, everybody coming in is a sap on the system, a drain on the system. All the people leaving pay the taxes. The people coming, They want free school. They want free medical. They want food stamps. They want 100 different welfare packages. They want aid to dependent children. They want to drop a baby, and it's all supposed to be free. My God, California is a dead state walking. You ever heard that term, dead man walking? Dead state walking. In 2016, California lost 143,000 net residents to other states. That figure is an 11% increase from 2015. Between 2005 and 2015, just two cities, Los Angeles and San Francisco, alone lost 250,000 residents. And the largest socioeconomic segment moving from California is the upper middle class. That's who owns all the businesses. That's who pays all the taxes. Unbelievable. And it's social engineering from green energy to wealth redistribution that has made working families poorer. That's why California leads the nation in poverty. Unbelievable. So now all of this was based on 2016, 143,000 net residents left California. And 2005 to 2015, when 250,000 residents left Los Angeles and San Francisco, can you imagine what the numbers will be this year? Now that you can't deduct state and local taxes, I mean, you can, up to $10,000, but that's nothing. That won't even cover your property taxes, let alone your sales taxes, let alone your income taxes, let alone everything else. So basically, they've stopped you from deducting 90% of your taxes. Everyone's going to leave. They can't wait to get out the door. They're lined up to get out the door. They got to worry about crowd control. They need the chips to keep the highways orderly for all the people running for their lives from California. That's what taxes and regulations and letting in nothing but illegals and running a state into the ground for the illegals does. Congratulations, California. You are a failed experiment like nothing we've ever seen in the history of the United States. Let's grab some callers. How much time do we have left in this segment? All right, a little over a minute. Let's start with a caller. Let's start with Ben from Florida, line one. Ben, you're on with Wayne Root. One of the states people are going to is Florida, so congratulations, you're in one of the good states. Oh, Ben, are you there? I don't hear Ben. And we're going to a break. I hear music. I don't hear Ben. So I'm assuming we'll pick up with Ben when we get back. We'll take his call. We got Ben from Florida, Mary Rose from Illinois, Ann from Maryland, Robert from Hawaii. We're taking nothing but calls the entire rest of the show, the whole second half. Robert from Hawaii. Oh, I want to hear from Robert. Is he going to be an Obama defender? I don't know. We'll find out. If he's not, he's the only one in Hawaii, I think. Robert's a lonely man. We'll be right back. More now. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV, by the way, if you're listening, you can find us on channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216, Dish Network, and many cable systems around the country, Fios, Uverse, and, of course, at NewsmaxTV.com. Stream live at YouTube or at Google TV, Apple TV, Amazon TV, Roku, etc., etc. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be back in a sec. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A suspected California serial killer who committed at least 12 homicides and 45 rapes throughout the state in the 70s and 80s was identified today as a former police officer. Moments ago, Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones spoke at a press conference.
And yesterday afternoon, in a perfectly executed arrest, my detectives arrested James Joseph D'Angelo, 72 years old, living in Citrus Heights.
The White House today doubled down on its support of Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary nominee Ronnie Jackson as the embattled doctor continues to face allegations of improprieties. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explained some of the background checks that Jackson has already taken part in.
Dr. Jackson has undergone four separate background checks, one that was conducted by the FBI, and all of those revealed nothing.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allery, War Now, Newsmax TV. If you can see me, you know we're on Newsmax TV. If you're listening to me, we're on USA Radio because it's a three-hour national radio show. But the third hour is on national TV as well. So we share both radio and TV all across this great country. We're taking lots of calls. By the way, my website's Root. WayneRootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I answer my own emails. I love to hear. It's war@newsmax.com. And we're going to start putting those letters, fan mail, from you up on the screen much more often now. We've got an employee who's typing them up, put them up on the screen. We did it last Friday. We'll do it again this Friday. We may start doing it a couple times a week. So keep the mail coming. I enjoy hearing from you. I really do. And I answer. I read every single email you send me. I read WayneRoot@gmail.com. I can't answer all of them, and I can't put every one of them up on the screen. But some of them we put up. And so if you want to see yours in the lights on national TV, send them to me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, or to Newsmax, war@newsmax.com. Especially if you want to let them know what you think about the show, send it to Newsmax. All right, we've got lots of callers. We've got Steve from Maine on line one. Steve from Maine. Hey, Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Wayne, how are you? It's good to be on your show.
Thank you, Steve. I was just curious,
how do they balance if the middle class is leaving California, how do they balance what the difference is between the incoming immigrants causing the problem or the actual tax cuts that have been made because the taxes are so high there?
When you say tax cuts, you mean the federal, what the true problem is? Steve, you mean the federal tax cuts? Because on the local level or the statewide level in California, it's massive tax increases, and then it's a double increase because the tax cuts on the national level don't allow you to any longer deduct state and local taxes, or 90% of it can't be deducted. So therefore, you've got another tax raise, right? So it's a double tax raise. So
super high property taxes can't be written off anymore, right?
Yeah, not just property tax, income tax.
Is it the immigrants, though, that are really causing the problem, or is it a mix of both?
Look, here's the deal, Steve. I'm sorry, we sound like we're jumping at each other, probably because you're using a cell phone. I want to read a note I got from a great friend of mine today. Here it is. News just came out today. The annual cost of detaining an illegal alien now exceeds the average American's income. That figure is now $46,654 to house and detain one illegal alien. So when you talk about the costs of illegal immigration, they're massive, and they're bankrupting the state. So, you know, there's two different things we're talking about here, Steve, from Maine. You've got illegal aliens that are busting the budget and bankrupting the state, and then you have Trump's tax cuts, which no longer allow most of your state and local tax deduction, that are busting California residents who have to run for their lives and leave. Their taxes are too high because of the cost of illegal immigration. The cops, the courts, the prisons, the prison guards, the cost of crime. The cost of the food stamps, the cost of free school, the cost of free medical. That's why taxes are the highest in the nation in every category, personal income tax, sales tax, gasoline tax, business tax in California. But now the Trump tax cuts mean you can't deduct those taxes on the federal level, which means your tax rate just went higher. So the individuals have to run for their lives. So it's a combination of all that. The individuals have to run for their lives because it's impossible to pay California taxes and then not deduct them off your federal tax, so you don't even get a deduction, so now you pay both. So it's just a disaster if you live in California, New York, Illinois, high-tax states like that, Maryland. There's a few of them out there, and they're all going to be in a lot of trouble. Massachusetts, people are going to have to run for their lives from Boston, where taxes are very, very high. All right, Steve from Maine. We've got Robert from Hawaii. I've got to take Robert because I don't know if I've had a call before from Hawaii. I think we've had like 47, 48 out of 50 states, and I don't remember Hawaii. Hawaiians are always pretty liberal. Robert, are you the one conservative in Hawaii, or are you going to give me a liberal argument? Robert, are you there?
Yes, sir, Robert, I am. Thank you for taking my call, Steve.
Yeah, are you the one conservative in Hawaii, by the way?
Probably. I probably am. I'm a Trump supporter from day one.
Good. What island are you from?
I'm on Oahu.
Wow. Oh, so you're on the island where Honolulu is. Got it. Waikiki and all the above. All right. So what's on your mind today, Robert? Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, Wayne, I only have one simple one. Question. We all know everybody knows everything about everybody. It's all talked about every day. I would like to know, we all know where the money went, the $145 million to the Clinton campaign. I would like to know where the foundation. Correct.
Yes.
I'd like to know where's the yellow cake. Where's the uranium? Everybody talks about the money and where it went and where it may be, but where's the uranium?
Well, you know, it went to Russia. So Russians have about one fifth of the American uranium. Russians have it. So, I mean, we know where it went, and in return, the Russians gave the Clinton Foundation $145 million donations plus a $500,000 speech, one speech for $500,000 to Bill Clinton. So, I mean, I think we all know where it went. It's in Russia, and it could be used to destroy America one day. I mean, I certainly hope not. I certainly doubt it. I think the odds are Russia's not that insane because it's mutually assured destruction. If they nuke us, we nuke them. I don't think anybody wants that, and I think that's what's kept them at bay all these years, since the Bay of Pigs, ironically. It's kept them at bay since the Bay of Pigs. Excuse the pun, but they know that if they nuke us, we nuke them, so nobody wants to nuke anybody, but there must be a reason they bought one-fifth of our uranium stock in the United States of America. They must have had a plan in mind. Can't be good. So I think it's crazy they sold it.
I think
Hillary Clinton's guilty of treason, don't you? Isn't that treason?
It's bad. It's real bad.
All right.
The other part I like.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The other part I like is the $1.8 billion in cash and drums and pallets, shrink wrapped, in $500 notes. It's only used for.
I don't know what we're talking about here, Robert. You're talking in mysteries to me. The money is where? Where is this shrink wrap money?
The money that was given to the Iranians.
There we go. You're jumping to different stories on me. I got it. Okay. Yeah, Obama made sure he sent them lots of money in cash, and it wasn't even in American dollars. They exchanged them for Swiss francs. And they sent them in an unmarked cargo plane, and then the plane landed, and at that moment, the other plane took off with our hostages. So it was a ransom, and it's against the law in the United States, against the Constitution. We cannot pay ransoms. Obama got away with that. So the things that the Clintons get away with and the Obamas get away with in America, when the rest of us can't get away with anything, can't get away with running a red light, can't get away with a parking ticket, no Republican can get away with an affair, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious that Steve Wynn and Elliot Broidy and Michael Cohen were the three biggest fundraisers in America for the RNC. The NSA must have been listening and watching, and all of a sudden all three are taken down. They're all destroyed. Why? How did you know? Nobody knew about it before. Why now? Because someone's listening in on Republicans. But the Clintons could do anything they want, and the Obamas could do anything they want. It's amazing. All right, Robert from Hawaii, thank you. Aloha. Mahalo. Mary Rose, line two, from Melrose Park, Illinois, regular on the show. And she called in the other day, and she had a hard time hearing us and called back again and again. We had some phone problems. I told her the next time I saw her name, I'd call on her. So here we are. Hey, Mary Rose, how are you?
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about with Clinton, and, yeah, she should be in jail yesterday. And it all comes down to one person that they're all protecting. And that would be Barry Obama.
Yeah. Barry's
and
a terror.
It's all going to backfire. And that's what's happening.
I hope it is. I mean, look, I think that Stormy Daniels is backfiring on them. I think the Russian investigation is backfiring. The average American doesn't care anymore. We just don't care.
Exactly. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
They don't care about the issues.
Right.
But, no, she should be in jail. Yesterday.
By the way, you're calling from Chicago, and I have a great article here I wanted to mention to you. I wanted to see if you know about this. This article talks about the fact that in Chicago, here it is, Chicago's trying to pay down its debt by impounding innocent people's cars. Cops stop somebody. They never accuse them of a thing. They never arrest them for anything. They never convict them of anything. But they take your car. To get it back, you have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. And this is how Chicago, with all its debt, is trying to fill in the holes, right? Literally fill in the potholes because they need the money because they're out of money. Isn't that amazing?
Well, yeah. With all the pensions and this and that. I mean, it's been corrupt. It's always been corrupt. And I just pray that the state goes red because Illinois is hell.
Yeah, I think you're dreaming now. The state, the state's not going to go red. You know why not? Because more and more of the red types, meaning Republican men and women who own businesses, who have some income to protect, are leaving. I just mentioned the moving vans, moving out of California, Illinois, and New York. But in particular, New York City, L.A., and Chicago. That's where they're all moving out of. And San Francisco. That's where they're moving out of. So you're not going to go red because the red people are leaving Illinois, right?
Right. And, you know, it's bad. I mean, like I say, ex-middle class. Where does that leave us?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it leaves you in bad shape. That's really
very bad.
Very scary. I know Mary Rose sent us a letter a year ago when I first started the show. Must have been like 10 months ago. It was at the very beginning, and it was a very heartfelt letter. And I read it on the air, and I wrote a commentary about it in my newspaper, and I read that on the air. So we appreciate you really letting us know where it's at. The middle class has gotten crushed under Obama. And Trump's trying to help, but there's so many people in the way, Mary Rose. There's so many people in that swamp standing in the way of Trump saving all of us and turning the economy completely around. It's tough. It's tough. Mary Rose, thanks for the call. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax. Tell them what you think of the show, war@newsmax.com. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be right back with more calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Attention. Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious.
wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Way down the route, we've got a full card of callers here. I did want to mention the Baltimore mayor tries to address the city's out-of-control, over-the-top violence by telling businesses they should close earlier while it's still light out. The mayor's saying, you're open too late. It's not that we should add more cops. It's not that we should put more people in jail. It's not that we should spend more money on law enforcement. It's not that we have the strictest gun control, that you should be allowed to carry a gun. And that you shoot the bad guys, it's that we're going to tell you you should close your store earlier. It's your fault. This is what happens in blue states and deep blue cities all across the United States of America, and it's a travesty. It's a travesty. They should be running their state and their cities for the law-abiding, tax-paying people and citizens and the business owners. That's what matters. What matters are not the bums, the homeless, the criminals. The people running around causing the havoc. Wow. It's hard to even believe. And then no sooner I read you that story about, well, actually with Mary Rose, I read you about in Chicago, they love to pull you over and then take your car away without you ever being convicted of a crime or even accused of a crime. And then in Baltimore, they want you to close your store early because there's so much crime on the street, but they don't want to stop the crime. And then in New York, the mayor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, issues a cease and desist letter to ICE agents demanding the immediate halt of their unconstitutional actions. So in his mind, it's unconstitutional to arrest people who are illegally in the United States, and the people doing the arresting are ICE agents who are following the Constitution. But that's unconstitutional, because the Constitution was meant to protect people that are criminals illegally in the United States. Mayor of New York's a communist. There's no other way to put it. These people are out of their minds. They're not liberal. This is radical, anti-American, socialist, Marxist, communist thought. No other way to put it. Let's grab some calls. We've got Helen in Kansas on line four. Helen on line four. You got Wayne Allyn. Helen, how are you? Helen, are you there?
I'm still here.
There you go. There you go. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
What's on your mind?
Is this Wayne?
It's Wayne. It's Wayne himself. You're on national TV and national radio.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hi-de-ho, Wayne.
Hi-de-ho to you.
I really like your abbreviated title, War. Makes me think of Exodus 15:3. The Lord is the man of war. The Lord is his name. So keep going there.
I like it. I like it. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my question is, I wonder why France and Germany are trying to convince Trump to keep the deal with Iran. What's the matter with those people?
Yeah, you know, let me give you my best guess. The same reason I told you the FBI leadership might have been bought and sold by the Clinton Foundation with bribes. That would be my guess, because no one risks their career and bends over backwards to save Hillary or frame Trump unless somebody's paying them millions of dollars to do it, and that's why the Clinton Foundation's offshore. And the same thing, every time you hear about a European nation fighting America when we're trying to do what's right, and they fight us, guess what it always turns out to be? It's about corruption. It's about their governments are doing work for Iran and making billions of dollars building them nuclear facilities or building them schools or building them whatever it is they're building. France and Germany and England, I'm sure, are in business with Iran, and they don't want us messing up the apple cart. Just like the average Washington, D.C. government employee and bureaucrat doesn't want Donald Trump messing up the apple cart. This is all about money and corruption, I guarantee you, that we're interfering with their ability to make billions of dollars if we cut off Iran. That's the answer, Helen. That's the story. Money makes the world go around. A lot of corrupt people. Thank you, Helen. Let's take Ann in Maryland, line three. Ann in Maryland. Ann, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Ann, are you there?
Good evening, Wayne.
Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot on my mind. But I want to focus my attention on one specific issue, and that is that I was raised in a Democratic family. I was 28 years a Democrat, and I realized that the Democratic Party has been hijacked. It's been hijacked by Marxist, communist, socialist, progressives. It's
yes.
No longer the party of my parents and my grandparents, or JFK for that matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't in good conscience vote for Hillary because I'm a federal employee. And as a federal employee, I know that we are told that these are the things you can do and these are the things you can't do. And one of the things you can't do is you cannot set up a private server and conduct official government business on an unsanctioned non-government server. And in addition, when the FBI asks you to turn that server and that data over to them and you destroy it, that is called destruction of evidence. Okay? That is a felony.
Right.
Okay? So Hillary Clinton, and I'm just letting you know that I pose this question to my fellow Democrats, even though I'm no longer a Democrat because I could not remain in the party. I pose this question to them. And it's very simple, and they don't answer it because they don't know how to answer it.
We got but seconds to go, so be
why,
quick here, Ann. Be quick.
Why is Hillary Clinton held to a different standard of law?
Right. There you go. And by the way, Ann, another one, Ann, not just destroying the server, she destroyed the emails after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress. She destroyed 33,000 emails only after getting the subpoena. It's a crime if you do it. I think before you get the subpoena, you destroyed evidence. But after you get the subpoena, that's absolutely a crime. I can't believe you're a federal employee from Maryland and you're a Republican conservative now. I love it. Thank you, Ann. We appreciate it. Thank you for the conversion. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV, getting calls from all over the country, including the most liberal states, Hawaii and Maryland. I love it. War Now. See you tomorrow. God bless. Be safe.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.